Now, Coach Berkman, on demand from sfmsports.net.
Joined now by head coach Jim Berkman. And coach, congratulations, big win.
Yeah, that was a great win for us tonight.
Your team scored in bunches every time they would get some offensive chances. They would not allow more than one or two at a time. After doing your preparation, how does it make you feel with how that turned out?
Well, I was happy the way that we played tonight in spurts because we kind of took what they gave us, you know, and a couple times there we had a couple quick spurts, had some unbelievable goals with four, five, six consecutive passes on some quick slides, and we got the ball to the backside and just buried it. But it was, you know, it wasn't any one-on-one. You know, a lot of the goals that we gave up tonight were one-on-one goals. They had very few goals assisted early in the game, and all our goals would let five, six great passes and just very unselfish play that led to some easier shots and made it difficult for the goalies to save. But you know, I was really happy the way we moved the ball tonight. I thought we were pretty crisp, everybody out there.
Luke Phipps all over the score sheet, four goals, three assists. How good of a game for him, and how good is it for you to see that from him?
Well, not only Luke, I thought that Rhett DePaul played an outstanding game. A game ball went to Rhett DePaul tonight. But, you know, we've been trying to get Luke to go to the goal a little bit more. And, you know, he went hard twice tonight, and he beat this guy underneath and had a beautiful one. And then he came right back and beat him again. The goalie stuffed him. Then he came across the top and scored. But then he had a couple, you know, he was on the end of four or five great passes, and he stepped upfield and buried a couple shots also. But, you know, he's got a cannon. You know, he's capable of doing that on a regular basis. And, you know, hopefully we're going to get that from each game from here on out.
It seemed like you were able to really congest. The Cabrini side was just unable to get what they wanted when they got their shot attempts. And we saw a lot of shots go high and wide, especially early on in the game. What did your defense do to really?
Well, you know, I was really happy because, you know, we limited them to 11 shots in each half. You know, they scored 11 goals on 22 shots, you know, which is a very high percentage. But to only give up a team like that that's high-powered and has that ability to only give up 11 shots each half really puts yourself in a position. And I was happy that we had 42 shots tonight, but more happy that we had it consistently through the game. You know, we had 10, 10, 10, and 12, you know, which shows that you have a consistent, you know, effort on offense through the game and consistent effort on possessions. You know, I think that, you know, one of the keys tonight, because this team has been dominant at the faceoff, was the, you know, the play of Chris Bianc and controlling the X, you know, and winning the majority of the draws tonight.
The Cavaliers went through all their goalkeepers tonight. How do you prepare when they start rotating through goalkeepers like that?
Well, at that point, when they get to the second and third goalie, you know, obviously they're starting to, the goalies that are coming in are a little nervous. They want to make that first save, and you know, a lot of times you just put the ball in net and you don't shoot a high and stick side, you know, so it doesn't go in a stick. If you do that, a lot of times, especially coming into a night game and you haven't been seeing the ball, it's very difficult to save. And but you know, they did have three saves in the fourth quarter when they did sub in their goalies.
At the end of the day, they had a nice little. Cabrini had a nice little run at the end. Your team gave up a handful of goals, and we hadn't seen that spurt from them. They gave up three goals.
Well, at the end of the
game,
I think that our guys kind of thought the game was over, and we got a little sloppy. You know, we took a couple guys out of the game. We didn't face off with Bianc, which gave them a few more possessions. You know, and to their credit, they went hard to the goal, and we didn't get guys ready to slide. You know, New took a penalty that he shouldn't have took at the end of the game either. But we're not going to harp on the last 4 minutes of the game. We played 56 minutes of great lacrosse, and if, you know, we can do that on a consistent basis, you know, I like our chances against anybody.
Absolutely, and you do it against a team that is now no longer undefeated. You could say a lot of the odds against your team, but this was a very tough road test for them, which they hadn't seen thus far this season, and your team handled it incredibly well hosting it in this game.
Oh, I thought we played outstanding. In a game of this magnitude, our ball movement was as good as it was been all year. You know, this game, the two biggest games, you know, that we've played here, this in Washington College, our ball movement, our, you know, only 11 turnovers, only four in the second half. You know, that's what you got to have to win big games. And, you know, we've done that here at home against the, you know, the top teams in the country.
Looking ahead, you have Southern Virginia tomorrow, not really a break in between. How do you deal with that? It's the last home game of the regular season. It's a conference opponent. How do you deal with that?
Southern Virginia, you know, they got a new coach. It's a brand new program. You know, they're struggling a little bit this year. You know, there are a lot of new players out of the gate. They really haven't had a chance to recruit. You know, we'll be able to get a lot of guys in the game tomorrow that haven't played a lot, and hopefully we'll get some rookies who haven't scored a couple goals also tomorrow and get some of the other goalies some playing time.